Daddy, please come to with me to Mass. Mom, please come with me to Mass. I feel lonely without you. Number one, tell the children, tell their parents, or ask their parents, won't you please come to Mass with me? Thank you. Secondly, that children should be told that every Catholic should come to Mass from reaching the age of reason. That it is a grave obligation. In other words, it is binding under mortal sin. Now, you can also thirdly tell the children, your parents most likely do not realize how important it is to come to Mass. Because, sisters, Sunday Mass keeps a Catholic in the Catholic faith. Without at least attending Mass on Sundays and going to communion, always assuming person's state of grace, Sunday Mass is a guaranteed way of remaining a Catholic. And you might tell the children, the first 300 years of the Church's history, which as we know, we call the Age of Martyrs. The Christians, and they were all Catholics then, they went to Mass and Communion every day. Every day. And the reason was because by attending Mass and receiving Communion, they were able to remain firm in their faith. And then, as most of them did, expected martyrdom. And sisters, don't hesitate telling the children, we are now living in the Age of Martyrs. More Catholics have died a martyr's death since 1900 A.D. than all the 1900 years before put together. Anybody here from the Sudan? Well, in the Sudan, in this century, the 1950s, over 2 million Catholics were martyred by the Muslims. You won't read that in the Telegraph. Is that your paper here? And most of the martyrs have been martyred by the Muslims. The Muslims and, of course, the communists. In the Quran, as you know, that's the Bible of Islam. And over the years, I have lectured on Islam. I have written about Islam. And in the Quran, it says, in plain Arabic, it says, Christians are all idolaters. Why? Because they adore a man named Isa, Jesus, as though that man was God. And so, Muhammad tells the Muslims, try to convert the Christians. So they stop adoring a man, Jesus, as though he were God. If you cannot convert them, then enslave them. And if you don't succeed, then kill them. The Quran orders, commands the Muslims to kill Christians. And sisters, I'm sure I've never told you this. What Islam wants, and sisters, and they are succeeding, what Islam wants is to take over India. Did you know that? I know Islam very well. Gandhi would never, come on, never have got freedom for India from Great Britain unless the Muslims had worked with Gandhi. Gandhi and the Muslims made a contract. If you Muslims help me to have India freed from Great Britain, and I will help you so you can establish, well, Muslim countries in what used to be only India. And the two big countries, as you know, are Pakistan and Bangladesh. So, tell the children, we are living in the age of martyrs, and we need especially Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament to give us the strength to, if it is God's will, die a martyr's death, but for sure live a martyr's life. Father, could you explain about the Assumption of Our Lady? Did Our Lady die? The Church has never defined. In the definition, Pope Pius XII does not say, after the Blessed Virgin died, comma, she ascended body and soul to the heaven. No. The definition reads, after the Blessed Virgin Mary completed her stay on earth, then she was assumed body and soul to the heaven. The Church allows us to believe that Mary did not die. But the more common teaching in theology is that Mary died. Question. Did Our Lady have to die? Why not? Why didn't Our Lady have to die? Because she... She...
What? Our Lady was immaculately conceived, so she did not have to die.
Because Our Lady never inherited original sin. Why do we die? And all of us die, sisters. All of us die? Pardon me, in our bodies? Why? Because, unlike Our Lady, we have all been conceived in original sin. We therefore must all die. Our Lady may have died, but if she did, she chose to die. Why? To be like her son. Did Jesus have to die?
No.
Because Jesus was Jesus conceived immaculate. We don't speak of the Immaculate Conception of Jesus. But was he conceived without sin?
Yes.
Of course. Did Our Lady die? Most likely yes. But only because she then chose to die, not because like the rest of us, she had to die.